Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. We update it every day just for you. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out my the newsletter. Subscribe to that, please. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Take the poll question, too. We have a different question we ask every week. Want to know what you think. And when you get your, when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And don't forget, we're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We also have a YouTube channel. YouTube.com/Jim Blasingame. So check that out. We've got some new videos up there. You can take a look at all of them. Those videos, by the way, are all just about a minute long. Bill Brand is our guest, folks. Bill's a great member of our Brain Trust, president of DSI, Inc. DSI.biz is the website, right, Bill?
It is, sir. www.dsi.biz.
Development Specialist Incorporated. Bill does a lot of great writing. Go there and find out some of the things he said. If you want to get a perspective on the global marketplace, on the U.S. marketplace, as they work together, you can find more about that there. Bill, we're talking about the impact that Europe has on, is having on the United States. The United States, what I believe, Bill, is that in 2013, I'm predicting that after the next election, regardless of who wins, after the next election, the pent-up demand for prosperity is going to break the dam of uncertainty. And I think 2013 will be a lot better year than the ones in the past. And but that will be impacted by however good that year, you know, however good that recovery becomes, will be impacted by what's decided maybe in the next few days in Europe. We were just talking about the fact that one option they have is to do almost nothing, sort of stick with their guns and have a low, slow recovery, which you say will be essentially break up the EU, the European Union. The other option, though, is to float a euro bond kind of a scenario, right, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to lose everybody in technical stuff. Where we left it before the break was there was an agreement when they set this up that governments could not exceed a 3% test, and as you said before we closed, they then routinely ignored that, and there were supposed to be penalties for that. There weren't. Even France and Germany just flouted the rules, and so there are no innocent people here. It is not Greece who is nuts, and Germany who decided, who's been living by the rules. All of them collectively put themselves in this position. The difference in this situation, very briefly and in a practical sense, is in America, if you look at municipal bonds and municipal debt and governmental debt, it's largely held by private investors and insurance companies as a hedge against more risky investments. It's thought to be safe. Government bonds in Europe are largely held by their banks. And in an era of globalization, our banking network is truly interconnected. And to the extent that sovereign debt of those nations begins to have a problem, those banks' capital ledgers have a problem, their capital bases have a problem, and if European banks begin to fail, as we saw in 2008 with Lehman Brothers, right, when the counterparties were largely European banks, this is going to reverberate, and it's going to make Lehman Brothers' issue look like, kindergarten.
So how much of what you just said is predicting the potential for another 2008 happening as a result of Europe?
I think there is a distinct possibility that whatever small levels of growth and sort of comeback we have achieved in this slow, tortoise-like recovery could be measurably set back if the Europeans don't get this right. I mean, I'm because I live, as you know, in another life, I chair the Illinois Finance Authority, the nation's largest state-sponsored bond issuing agency. I will tell you that I would even be up for the radical step of having the Federal Reserve System get in there and buy European bonds if they had to. Absolutely. Look, if you looked at what happened in 2008, you saw the Fed was making loans to European banks to prop them up, recognizing this interconnectedness. We're not out of those woods. This is a global problem. I will acknowledge to your listeners that the Europeans got themselves into it, but the truth of the matter is nobody has the ability to get themselves singly out. We all have to work together. We have to learn a lesson from it. And just like, you know, we've all been preaching, we have to make sure the next time that we run a tighter set of rules, and this time we live by.
So you're talking about then, you're talking about something bigger. It sounds like you're talking about something bigger than a Euro bond scenario. You're talking about it like an IMF type of thing?
I am.
US,
I think that's,
that the U.S.
I think
can
that's
contribute to?
It's not just contribute. It's buy. I mean, contribute makes
well, that's
it
what
sound
I mean. Yeah.
Like...
I just mean whatever that is, they'd be part of that. They'd be a participant in it.
This is a worldwide rescue plan, and I am sure that a number of people take a deep breath and are trying to count to 10 and breathe into a paper
right.
bag when I say this. But the truth of the matter is, we need to get to a point where we stop the fast erosion and halt the deterioration and then decide how to fix it. You cannot fix this on the fly. You've got to stop it first and then convene and decide, okay, what do we do wrong? Let's fix this.
But correct me if I'm wrong,
while it's eroding.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the byproducts of that scenario you just painted is inflation.
Yeah, that is a potential, and that is, of course, what central banks are made to guarantee against. But if you look at the core numbers everywhere in the world, inflation has not been a real threat for some years.
It's gone up in the U.S., though.
It's gone up in the U.S. a lot, but largely we're on the verge, Jimmy, as Japan in their lost decade found out, we're on the verge of a deflationary decade. And so is there room for a little bit of inflation
yeah.
if that saves the world's monetary? Yeah, I'm going to make that risk, I think.
So I hear what you're saying. But folks, you can see what the issues are. We can't be naive. That's the main reason I wanted Bill to talk about this. You and I, sitting here in the United States, in Main Street, our Main Street small businesses, we can't be naive about the global forces that are going to impact us. We have to be prepared for this. Tint Hill, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.